We flipped to Sade on a 6 days before Christmas, and I like it.
Oh, ow.
Well, you okay?
I just whacked myself.
Everything okay?
Oh, my God. You said Sade. That's like my weakness. But anyway, go ahead.
So you know why he was pushing me with the finger?
Yeah.
Last week? Because you got to push till it's a combine test, he was saying.
Oh, my God.
You could test body fat by pushing.
I can't trust him at all. Go ahead.
Well, there wasn't nothing offensive.
Well, I mean,
and
see?
You got to push until you hit bone. And again, like,
why don't we just keep the mics open through the break?
Well,
I mean, we kind of can.
2024, we're taking the breaks off.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, go ahead. Anyway,
I'm going to have Andy and Brian record roast that we play in the middle of our YouTube roast. Now, 1 minute with Andy and Brian.
Nice. Wow.
Anyway,
Put it on the YouTube stream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 2 o'clock in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday, Mason in Ireland. And it is time for the 2 o'clock call of the day. We got call, sucker?
So we got Ken in Newport Beach.
Oh, Ken.
Newport.
We know Ken.
I think I took a ride with Ken once.
What's up, Ken?
Hey. Hi, guys.
What up?
I just want to confirm some things that Greg was talking about. A little bit more, though.
I like that.
I don't like the Clippers either, but they're 9-1. They're 16-10. They have the best record in the last 10 games in the NBA. And they beat the Knicks by 22 the other day. Last night, they scored 151 points.
Oof.
And James Harden, who nobody wanted, in 28 minutes scored 35. If you take LeBron and AD out of the starting lineup, the remaining three Lakers last night scored 25 points in 96 minutes. Clippers right now might be the best team in the West, and the Lakers are sinking really bad, and DeAndre...
Is this Clipper love or Laker hate?
Bernard needs to be traded. Let me put it that way.
Who needed to be traded?
Russell.
Okay. Ken, take the
something
rest of the day off.
Yeah, you agree with something.
I mean, he agreed with me there. But, I mean, the Clippers are one of those teams, and it's... Look, they're always good at the beginning of the year. They're good through for a long time. It just, when it comes down to when it matters, they fall apart. That's just
Clipper
the way...
Hate. Okay.
That is... Well, it's Clipper hate, sure.
Or Clipper truth.
But it's... Yeah, it's truth.
Yeah.
I mean, what have they done? They have not gotten out of the West Finals. So...
Make a point. Clipper hate part of it is how much you enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love it.
There you go.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's true. So, and they are playing really well. You have to give it up to them for when they're playing well. Kawhi is playing out of his mind, probably the best in the league right now. And James Harden is fitting with this team.
Right.
Since they moved Brody to the bench, they've been playing a lot better. You can be honest about that, but yeah, I mean, they're still the Clippers, no matter what. That's all that matters to them.
Wow.
So no more Clipper talk. You can go ahead.
That's it? Well,
yeah, no more Clipper
talk. I was going to ask a question.
Oh.
No shot they can win a championship with Harden and Kawhi. No shot in the West.
I mean,
none. Zero.
They have a shot.
They have a shot. Is it just Clipper hate, or is that just...
Well, I mean, Harden's,
I need some hard basketball.
Harden's track record in the playoffs is legitimately bad.
He doesn't play well in the postseason.
He has had a lot of high-profile problems in the playoffs.
After great regular seasons, he flames out. Okay.
That has been a pattern for him. He's had some occasional great games as well,
yeah.
But there have been more failures for Harden.
Are you counting out the Clippers like him? Because that sounds like Clipper hate. Are you really counting them out?
I said they were playing well.
You're counting them out. You said they
don't play well in the playoffs.
Okay, but go ahead.
Look, I will not count them out entirely just because they're the Clippers, because strange things happen across sports all the time. But do I have doubts about James Harden as a viable playoff option? Yeah, I do. And this is a group that struggles to stay healthy.
Verifiable facts that say the Clippers won't. Okay, because it just sounds like Clipper hate.
But
not,
not
you, him.
Right.
Yeah.
All I was saying was that they're playing well. Kawhi is playing the best basketball in the league right now.
I hear the
James
hate
Harden's
dripping.
Playing well.
I hear the hate.
What is the negative that you're going with?
The smile on your face.
Well, because I enjoy when they lose.
They have
banners. I'm not
going to.
Well, see, you're bringing up the banner.
Ah,
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Kawhi's playing great.
Yeah.
But, you know, can he keep that up?
Wow.
Andy, could you guys pull off, if you were asked to, a Locked On Clippers podcast? I don't know if there is one.
There is one.
Oh, I'm assuming you guys
are. Shout out to Darian Vaziri. He's the host of it.
If you had to do that for a week, could you guys stomach it?
Yeah.
You could make it through?
Yeah.
He's a pro. He can do anything.
The direct deposit, it hits just like everything else.
If it was an Orlando Magic podcast, could you do it?
Actually, that team's pretty fun to watch. I wouldn't mind doing that for a week.
Look,
I like NBA basketball. So if you had me do Locked On Blank for a week with pretty much any team, I could find it interesting or entertaining for a week. Now, like an entire season of Locked On Pistons? Hell no.
So are you like that. Are you like Sedano and Trudell, and at every single night you're watching NBA TV, watching every game that's on, following your fantasy team?
No, I got a little more of a life than that.
But you're a fan of the sport. Yeah, you like the sport.
I'm a huge NBA.
How about Locked On Memphis? That'd be fun right now.
It'd be interesting right now.
Right now, right? Wouldn't it be crazy? Yeah, it'd be nuts.
Yeah. When is he supposed to? He's coming back, what, January?
He's coming back sooner than that. Ja is, I think, on the precipice of coming back.
Now, could Ja actually make a run, help them make a run? Because they're pretty terrible right now, right?
There's no way, right? I mean, all they can do is reestablish who they are.
Forget precipice of coming back. He's coming back tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tonight.
It is tonight.
Wow. And they are 6-6.
They are, I believe, 8-16.
8-6.
So it's not over yet.
Well, in the West, that's going to be rough.
It will be rough, but it's still
6-19.
December.
6-19. 6-19.
Yeah.
And they've lost their way without him, so they can.
Well, it's not just Ja.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some hot Grizzlies talk, by the way, but it's not just Ja.
I like it.
Basketball. Basketball talk.
It's not just Ja. It's that they're missing Steven Adams and Brandon Clark. Like, those are both really.
Okay.
They are a small, small team.
Is Clark out for the year, or is
Probably.
I know Adams is
Most
out for
likely.
The year.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be very surprised if Brandon
Clark's
back. I like
Steven Adams, yeah.
So then, to your point earlier, DeMarco, we were talking
off
air. You
hate the Clippers, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but go ahead.
I'm agreeing to that. That's totally fine. but this is a team that Ja can come in and come back and just show who he is.
Yeah, I mean, reestablish who you are. I mean, get back. I mean, look, he's got a long way. I wonder if they'll ever accept him again. Will you ever accept Ja Morant? After what he did, the whole situation, like, how does he win himself back to you?
I think he was just an idiot. Like, he was just waving a gun around multiple times. I don't think he did anything that was, you know, he wasn't doing some nefarious stuff that other guys have been doing.
I mean, he's been in court over a little bit of nefarious stuff as well. I mean, he
can outplay this, though, right? If he stays out of trouble.
He's young.
Yeah.
And
exciting.
He's young and he's exciting and he's got a long time to reinvent his image.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there was a period where people thought Ron Artest could never get past the image of the Palace Brawl. Ron Artest, now Meta World Peace, is considered now one of the cuddliest, most lovable people in sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reality is, he's a sweetheart. Like, Meta is an absolute sweetheart of a person. And people used to swear by him then. They were just like, he's a good guy who needs help.
Until he gets hit by a bottle.
He changed his name to Panda. Like, you know,
really?
At that point,
nice.
I mean, he's
gone. That is honestly like a total sweetheart.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but on the other side, Draymond. So Draymond, can he get back from the things that he has done? He's on the court, has been a problem.
AK, I got an interesting theory about this. I think this is the best way for Draymond to go out as a basketball player.
Like to retire.
To be suspended. To be that guy. He's not chasing numbers, right? Rebounds, defensive metrics, points. What a better way for Draymond Green to go out.
So it's emblematic.
Than to be suspended indefinitely with four rings.
It is part of the Draymond persona.
Big time.
And I think this is actually part of the reason that he's struggling with all this. It's not that he's incapable of changing. I don't think he wants to.
Why should he?
Right. Draymond has been rewarded in a lot of ways for this sort of behavior. It has been
ramped up. Well, it used to be hard-nosed.
Oh, no, he's self-aware.
Yeah.
It's ramped up. It's brandable.
Like, it used to be right on the fence. Like, oh, that was just a hard-nosed play, and he kicked the guy in the nether region. But now it's like, you're actually trying to choke people and hit people.
No, he was kicking guys in the nether regions, and people were like, what are you doing?
I know,
and he would do
still,
it multiple times.
You could say
it,
maybe it was an accident.
Since become a persona.
You can debate it.
This is a persona.
Okay.
This is part of Dream. I firmly believe this. Is that part of the reason that he does all this is he thinks it is good for him. It's good for him personally. Bad for
his bottom line, his image? Or?
I don't think it hurts his image.
Yeah, I mean, Romanowski, remember that guy? You're a fan?
Yeah.
He leaned into that bad guy, that villain image, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because whenever you hear Draymond talk about this stuff, it's never with any type of introspection about what it does to everybody else.
Just him.
It's always him standing on what he did.
So he retires. Let's say he retires today. Immediately goes to his podcast and puts it out there. Numbers go wild. NBA on TNT says, all right, Draymond, come on in. You're now a fill-in every other Tuesday. Whatever. He's going to be working because he has absolutely nothing to play for.
The biggest villain in basketball is now on TV. Come on now.
It writes itself.
I would never go back to playing basketball.
He'd do a WWE route. There's no question.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Show up at WrestleMania?
There's no doubt. It's shocking he hasn't already done it.
Oh, my God. Wow. Please beat up Jake Paul then, or the other one.
What is your thing with Jake Paul? Like, do you like Jake Paul? Do you hate Jake Paul? I hear you talking about him in the halls.
Do you guys like Jake Paul? Anybody?
No, I don't need to see anything.
Will anybody admit they like Jake? Anybody?
No.
Okay, I was talking about the UFC fight, Colby Covington. That guy is the only guy that would make me root for Jake Paul because I can't stand him. But Jake Paul, in my opinion, he drives me nuts. I wish I could fight. I would fight him.
What about his brother? What's his name?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Okay, I hate him worse. You know why?
Why?
He's actually a really good wrestler, and I like wrestling.
But they're boxers now, aren't
they?
No,
he's wrestling.
Oh, he's wrestling.
Logan Paul's a wrestler, and he's really good at it.
Like real wrestling or WWE wrestling?
You want to fight? Yeah, no. Scripted wrestling.
Scripted.
Don't
say
fake.
Fair.
Yeah,
I want to wrestle
100% fake.
I'd like to wrestle. Who told me? I think you said I'd be a good wrestler.
I think you might be a good wrestler.
Like, get down on the mat kind of wrestling?
You'd be a great wrestling manager.
You'd be Lou Albano.
You'd be phenomenal.
Tell me that's not Lou
like
Albano.
Like a Jimmy Hart, a Lou
Albano.
Oh, my
God.
You'd be fantastic.
You'd be
Bobby
awesome
the Brain
at it.
Heenan.
Yes.
Like, one of those
you would be awesome at it. I'll give you a guy that can wrestle and can't talk, like Brock Lesnar, and I'd let you talk for him. Oh, my God. We'd make $1 million.
Is Lesnar even a good wrestler anymore?
Yes.
The only thing I know about Lesnar is he has a sword on his back.
Yeah, he's really good. He can hurt people for real.
He's gigantic.
Yeah. Whatever he says, you're going to do. Yeah. No, yeah.
I could use a sword on my back. Imagine what would happen if I had a sword.
He's like, what are we doing?
Imagine if I walked around with a sword all day.
Wow.
People
we started with the Lakers, didn't we?
10 feet away from you. At all times.
See, you guys are making this naughty. I wasn't making it that naughty.
My God, wow.
Come on, Andy. Why
everybody took it there. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, can I ask one more question of AK? Since I can call you the Laker guy for a hot minute. Is there
probably
any chance?
Of the podcast.
Any chance the Lakers, is there any chance they win a championship?
Sure.
Like, how? Does a lot
the
of things have to go bad?
The best of themselves that we've seen is elite and disruptive defensively. And if you put that around LeBron and AD playing at the top of their games? Yeah.
So we're not whistling Dixie here. Okay.
No, do I consider them favorite? No. Do I think it's impossible for them to win? Also no.
Who is your favorite in the West?
Still Denver.
Still Denver. Yeah. Okay, hands down.
But if you put this team as is in a playoff series, a 7-game playoff series, they could do some damage.
Versus
Absolutely.
Denver?
I think they need more.
Denver,
I think they need
though,
to add
might
more.
Be the matchup that nobody can beat. Because Jokic is unguardable.
He's just that good. Okay. All right.
He does absolutely everything.
Well, we saw how it worked out for the Lakers last year in the
True.
Playoffs.
True. Okay. Thank
Four
you.
Four and out. It was that easy. All right. Coming up next, I definitely want to get into the Rams with you, DeMarco. And
no
DeMarcus
doubt.
Robinson, because he just came out of nowhere for me. So I'd like to know more about it from you. Let's get into that next. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, that's it. We got just right. We have caller number 7 on the line. It's Daniel Hurtado from Piru. What's going on, Daniel? You ready to pick a box from the 710 studio?
Yeah.
All right. So which host holiday?
Come on, Daniel.
Little action. Come on. Be excited. Which host holiday box do you want? Good. Wow. Which host holiday box do you want to pick? Travis, Sliwa, the Mason box, the Ireland box, the Zidane box, or the Cappy box?
Let's go with the Ireland box.
The Ireland box.
The Ireland box.
Oh, hey, Daniel, I'm going to do this one live for you, sucker. Let's open up that box and see what's in there. Congratulations. You've got a Fantasy Springs prize pack. I love Fantasy Springs. Enjoy the day there. Plus, a gift card from our friends at Islands Restaurants and a signed Andy Kamenetsky picture. And that's what's in the box, Jack.
Oh, lucky you. Daniel Hurtado, congratulations. Hey, what station takes care of you during the season of winning?
710 ESPN LA.
The 12 Days of 710.
The 12 Days of 710.
It's the season of winning on 710.
You got pictures, Andy?
I've known you 8 years. I don't have a signed picture. I'll put it in my office.
You never picked the right box.
That was true. I didn't pick the right box. It has to be the Ireland box.
Yeah, it's good. Just give them away.
Let me stop, well, Chris.
He's going to want one, so we're going to have to figure this out now.
So we have to take a picture of you, have Carlo take a picture of you, sign it.
You don't have publicity photos from, like, back in the day?
I used to have, like, old headshots from when I was, like, 25 or something.
Do you have any with the long hair?
Oh, I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, if you can get that.
I do have some of those, like, acting headshots from when I had the long hair.
Beautiful.
I want to see you with hair. I really do.
Oh, he's shown the picture plenty of times. You never seen it?
No, I've never seen you with hair.
Oh, there you go.
I will find the
long rock star hair.
You know, it was long
rock star
hair.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Like the movie Rockstar? Remember that movie?
It was better than that.
Yeah.
That was a tough movie.
Is that the one with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. And Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
It was okay. It was all right.
It's a tough movie.
I agree
with Morales.
Did you like it? No?
It was not a good movie. It was a fine movie.
It was okay. Yeah. Not bad.
Speaking of Brad Pitt, I don't know why I said speaking of Brad Pitt. We wouldn't bring up Brad Pitt. But
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay. Yesterday was his 60th birthday, and somebody on Twitter did a montage. Because, you know, Andy, we've talked about this before. I love the bit that he eats in every movie. Especially like Moneyball, where he's also doing the dip and the eating.
Ocean's 11.
Oh, Ocean's 11.
All of them.
Yeah.
It was an amazing montage of him just eating. And I didn't realize a lot of the other movies that I never noticed it because I saw those years ago before Ocean's 11 or Moneyball. But that's his thing.
Was he eating in Fight Club too?
Yeah.
I guess he was, yeah.
He's got like a lollipop.
He's an incredible on-screen eater. It's a real talent.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
It's very cool.
Did you hear that Mike Tyson story about when Tyson showed up and Robin Givens showed up, and this is when they were breaking up?
Together?
Yeah, and she brought a guy home, and it turned out to be Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
They dated for a little while.
Oh, I didn't know
Brad Pitt was,
Robin Givens and Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Yeah, it was before Brad Pitt was a known actor.
He was a waiter. She picked him up. And, like, he said he got out of the car, and there's Mike Tyson. So to hear it from Tyson's perspective is funny.
So what did
she say? To hear it from Pitt's perspective is even funnier. Yeah.
Well, terrifying from one side.
Exactly.
And hilarious from the other side.
Wow. See? Be careful. Wow.
Ooh, that's rough. Oh, boy, if that makes you feel a little bit better there.
DeMarco, what are your Rams going to do on Thursday?
Win, I hope.
I want to see you, because you're a Rams apologist.
I am not a Rams apologist.
You are?
No. I'm a Rams truth teller.
Okay.
When have I ever apologized for the Rams?
I mean, come on. Well, really?
The only time I actually became an apologist is because I think people were, I think they were harder on Jared Goff than they should have been. So I came off as a sort of an apologist, right?
I actually there was a lot of pick sixes. He was throwing a lot of
Jared is a great quarterback when you have a great team. If you expect him to lift people around him, that's not him. And that's when they drafted him, they knew that wasn't going to be that guy.
And also, too, how many quarterbacks are there that can actually lift an entire team? Not many.
A few. I think you have one here now in Matthew Stafford.
Sure, but,
so,
but the point being, though, there aren't that many that can do that.
No, the special guys can. And that's the thing. I don't think there's a knock on Jared for saying he's not special. He's a great quarterback. Detroit has a shot this year.
10-4 right now, and
because of
really
Jared.
Well.
Yeah, so I think that might be the only time I came off as an apologist. But during the Fisher era, no, I wasn't apologizing. I was telling you the truth. Yeah.
I mean, those were really rough years.
I'll tell you the truth this year. They should have beat Baltimore. They should have beat Pittsburgh. They should have beat Cincinnati.
They should have won a lot of
You should have beat San Francisco week one. And you let them off the hook, quote Denny
Green. All the good teams that they've played, they probably should have beaten.
Yeah.
But they fell apart in the second half. Now, whether that comes from a McVay play calling or if it was just a Stafford thing, what could it have been?
That's what I was asking you about the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers they're an imperfect team, right? But can they win a championship? Absolutely. The Rams are an imperfect football team.
Can they
win a championship? Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Oh, there
they
it
can.
Is.
They come can on. Win a champ. Absolutely. Now, the imperfection is on special teams right now. You have an issue at place kicker. It's an adventure.
I mean, the defense might have some holes, too.
The defense, look, that defense, the goal line stand they put up versus the Commanders, when they refused to let them score and salted the game away.
Andy, are we going to –
tremendous.
Are they going to play the Commanders four times in the playoffs?
No, I'm just saying, but that defense is good. I mean, they really are. Aaron Donald is still special.
Are they going to play the Cardinals in the playoffs?
And so, to your point, with
are they
going to
play the Seahawks in the playoffs? Maybe, but
you start adding DeMarcus Robinson to a healthy Cooper Kupp. to a Puka Nacua who has been had a fantastic rookie season, and then Tutu Atwell.
And Higbee on the outside, too.
And Higbee. And your offensive line, I think they're grading out as one of the best in the NFL. You may actually have a Pro Bowler at guard on the offensive line. So they can win a championship if they get into the dance. They're going to be a tough out for anybody they draw in the playoffs.
Tyron Williams has added a totally different dimension.
Oh, my God. Look, okay, so that guy made me eat you-know-what because I thought he was a third down back. I really did.
He was supposed to be, wasn't he? He was supposed to be a pass-catching back.
You were supposed to be, what do you call that, backing up Cam Akers.
Yep.
They let Cam go. They give Kyron the job. I'm like, okay, they're going to let Nine throw the ball around the yard. No. Kyron is running the rock. Kyron is winning those one-on-ones. He's breaking tackles. He's getting yards after contact. His touchdown run versus a very good Washington Commanders defense, when he looked like a human form of Tetris, when he found the hole and got into the goal line, that stuff you can't teach. He's becoming special. He's almost a 1,000-yard back.
So to your point, I was watching. There was one play where he actually got low and got through the line, and when he should have been stopped for a loss, he went for about 8 yards.
Oh yeah,
because he can just find those tiny little holes in the offensive line, and that's a lot of his offensive line. But it's him too, and
it's
his
him.
Vision.
He sets up his blocks. He's very intelligent. He has a high football IQ. Look, they trust him. Now he put it on the deck twice. Can't happen. But I think he'll learn from those mistakes. But, yeah, they can make a run. They absolutely could if they get into the postseason. No matter who they draw, you'll have a shot to beat them, starting with Matthew Stafford, because of Matthew Stafford.
So to Morales' point, though, this defense, which is part of the problem, is that if you have goal line stands against Christian McCaffrey and the 49ers, McCaffrey's getting in.
No one's stopping the Niners,
exactly,
though.
If you get if you get into a first and goal on the one against the Eagles, the Jalen Hurts tush push or brotherly shove is going to get in. They're not going to be able to stop it like they stopped the Commanders.
No, but against the Commanders, right.
Yeah. So in the playoffs, when you're playing the teams like the 49ers, and whether it's...
Oh, yeah, you got no shot with that. Yeah,
right,
I mean,
so if you
no
play one,
one
of those teams...
Yeah.
That's
so
where
how
it starts.
Okay, so how are they getting to the championship?
Here's the thing. This is what has given the Rams defense problems this year. Mobile quarterbacks, guys that can move. You saw Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. He had to be special. Special, yep. Not just
and
average.
He was
special in that football game to win it. So, mobile quarterbacks have given them problems. But when you have a Brock Purdy, when it's just straight up blood and guts football, they do a pretty good job. They went head-to-head with Philadelphia. The only problem Philly got out is because Jalen Hurts refused to go down. So if you don't have that guy, if you don't have that matchup, if you're facing Jared Goff, Dak Prescott in Dallas or Detroit, you'll have a shot to win that football game. And both of those defenses aren't playing lights-out ball. So there is an opportunity for the Rams to make a move just like everyone else.
So you're saying they can win a game is what it sounds like. But when they get into the next round and they have to play one of those top-tier teams that – and by the way, San Francisco just has the Rams' number. That's Kyle Shanahan.
Do you remember that
really
game here? I mean, they had the Rams had a shot to win it, and I think Kyron turned it over, and it changed the game.
Well,
that seems to be
a bit of a theme.
Well, that was back then. You had a shot. Philadelphia, same thing. You had them on the ropes.
They have the shot, but they have the ability to win those games. Because, and especially when it comes to Brock Purdy may be a statue back there, but ever since he got Trent Williams back and that offensive line is playing the way that they're playing, he is playing MVP-level football.
Okay, I don't know what the hate is. Maybe you guys can tell me. I think Brock Purdy is playing great football.
He is.
I think he has a chance to be a great quarterback, but I don't get where the hate is coming from.
People Maybe think that he's a system quarterback because
they
when...
All, yeah, they're all system quarterbacks.
Of course.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it may be Cam Newton that said it. He's just, he's not a playmaker.
I think I think with Purdy, it's A, there have been so little expectations for him coming into the league that you don't buy into
Mr.
it being
Irrelevant.
Real.
Right.
Right, you don't buy into it being real. You buy into it being a product of all the skill pieces around him. Like, he has so many great electric skill players around him that you wonder what can, you know, how would he be if he didn't have that luxury of riches? That's where the skepticism.
When I heard I was doing the show with you, that's the one question I had. Does LeBron get credit for doing what he's doing because he's 39? Does Brock Purdy get more credit for what he's doing because he was Mr. Irrelevant? No, they're both just good players regardless of their age, right? So can the San Francisco 49ers win a Super Bowl? Yeah, they should. They're probably the best team in the league. Can the Rams beat them? Absolutely. They almost did already.
So you think that they can beat, well, we may find out in week 18 whether or not they actually play all their guys. That's completely up in the air.
I'm
right
banking
now
on the 49ers resting guys.
Would for make the most game sense. Of the year. Yeah. And maybe we'll get into a little bit of that.
You know, if you are a Rams fan and you will hate doing this, you need to root for the Niners to keep winning, because that gives a better opportunity for them to have nothing to play for in week 18.
Debo, no Purdy,
right.
No Kittle.
And then the Rams, if they have to win that game, they can win.
I'd rather face
easily
their backups. No doubt. I'm with you.
Yep.
So let's get into a little bit of that for the Rams and what this game against on Thursday against the Saints actually means and how big of a game it is for them to win. All right, that's coming up next, ESPN 710.
I didn't know Sade had this many hits, but I like it. 2:30 of the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Andy Kamenetsky here, DeMarco Farr, and Corporate Gray with producer Laura, producer BC Brian Cohen. What does that mean, the sweetest taboo?
What do you think it means?
Well, it depends. Well, I know what mine means.
I asked
you
for
the
song.
Use your imagination.
You're there.
I think we all got it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Listen, Cappy and I are close, but not that close.
Wow.
That would make it the sweetest taboo.
Oh. That's right. If you were that close.
Laura.
I want to do a late night show with Andy.
I saw her at the Gorge in Seattle.
Oh, really?
It was raining. She had a white gown on.
Wow.
In the rain?
She stood in one spot, and I swear she was singing only to me. At least that's what it felt like.
Was she staring directly into your eyes?
Dude.
Longingly?
There was no one else there. It's just me and her. Imagine that. Sade, no shoes. No shoes.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
She's gorgeous.
No shoes in the rain?
No shoes in the rain in Seattle.
Dress. Wow.
Didn't miss a beat. Sounded terrific. Oh, my God. It was so awesome.
You were staring at her. It all cleared out around you.
Oh, my whole life became clear.
Just the beam of light.
That was it.
That was it.
Beam of light, huh? Beam
right
of
there.
Light. Yeah.
Don't forget Thursday. We've got Rams. Thursday night football against the Saints. Coverage will begin at 3:15 p.m. with you, well, not with you, but with Travis and Kirk Morrison, and you make an appearance.
Yes, I'll make a hit on that one. Yes.
Yeah, you're going to do the defensive
anybody
breakdown?
But them. Gosh, every time there's a big game with something at stake, it's always the Saints. It really
is. That
is
true, actually.
It's always the Saints.
What about the Waffle House frying pan?
Another must win for the Rams.
I know. You have to have it. If you want to stay in the race and keep this thing going, you got to beat the Saints on Thursday night.
But there will be a Lakers game on Thursday. So, what happens then? ... Rams will be on 710, and you'll be able to hear Lakers basketball on 870 AM. The Answer, I believe, is what they call it. So 870 AM Lakers, Rams on 710. And don't forget, you can hear both in crystal clear digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA app. DeMarco.
Yo.
Do you know how to get the all-new ESPN LA app if you don't have it?
No, I'm going to ask you. You're going to show me
how to
do it.
What you do is you search ESPN LA in your App Store or Google Play.
That's it?
You download, you tap, and bam!
See,
you've got crystal clear
off.
Rams and Lakers in the palm of your hand.
I could have used a warning. Okay.
Now I know. I can see it coming a mile away.
Now I know. Okay.
Andy, do you like the BAM? You're kind of used to the BAM.
I was going to say I'm numb at this
point. He's numb.
The hairs on the back of my neck just sit up. Wow.
That's what I do to people.
I love it. Anybody who plays fantasy in here? Anybody?
I do.
You do?
Yep.
Do you have anybody you know have Kamara?
And Alvin Kamara.
Yeah,
no.
Kamara. My brother has Kamara.
And how does he love him, hate him? Is he pumping out
Ryan's
points for
also
him?
In the playoffs, so yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's been playing pretty well, I think, this year, hasn't he?
He has been playing well. He
combined yards, he's 26th in the league.
Well, he also got to be a little fresh because he missed those, I think, four games because of a suspension.
Right.
Oh, maybe that's it. Okay, he's been – you're right. Okay, so he has been killing it. 3.9 yards a carry, though. But he does most of his damage out of the backfield, catching the ball anyway.
But Derek Carr is playing, correct?
Played his best game of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as a Raider fan, I have seen Derek Carr play a big game a lot. Very many times that they were supposed to, a game they were supposed to win, a playoff game when he randomly got in there. I have seen Derek Carr falter in every big game that I have seen for the most part.
Really?
Most big games, he is terrible. When he gets within the 20, when he gets in the red zone, he is a disaster. He is not good.
Let me check something real quick. Sure. Okay, Baker Mayfield in Tampa has a chance to win the South.
Again, with the
Rams.
Was
that Carr on the other side?
Yes, that was Carr on the other side.
Oh, my God. Okay, I see where you're coming.
This is
where
the things that Carr does.
Yeah.
He gets you to a point where you think, okay, they have a chance. They can win this game. It's a possibility. Maybe they can sneak into the playoffs. Maybe they can be good. And it just comes to an end right before
your
eyes.
When did you lose your faith in Carr? When?
It was probably the second to last year or last year with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Because it happened too many times. I gave him so many excuses of he broke his back. There was other things that were going
broke
on.
Broke his
it was
back a, is a pretty good excuse.
It was a great
that's,
excuse.
That's pretty good.
It was a legit.
Broken back.
It was a legit excuse.
That's solid as far as excuses
You're weak,
go.
Man. You broke your back, but you're weak.
No, it was a legit excuse. And then right. other things started. And then you could see over and over again the same mistakes and blaming the guys all around him and yelling at his play. He was yelling at Chris Olave a couple games ago.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, that's your best receiver right now. Stop it.
Brady yells at people.
Yeah, he,
I saw Kurt Warner yell at people.
Okay.
Peyton Manning yelled
There's
at people.
There's a difference in level of players that we're talking about here.
Look, quarterbacks
Carr
yell at
and,
people.
And Tom Brady.
Yeah, quarterbacks yell at people, especially Brock, when guys get you hit.
Brock Purdy is not yelling at anybody.
Well, not on that team.
No, right.
You may get beat up. But, yeah. I mean, but quarterbacks do get upset with people.
Derek
so,
Carr, I mean, yeah. I've seen Derek
is
Carr.
It's a joke.
I've seen him go to
Dang.
The mat. I've seen him go to the mat, though, for his teammates publicly.
Yeah.
Many, many times.
And there had to be some glimpses of greatness there that had you on the bandwagon at one point,
sure.
and then you became disillusioned.
Like you said in this last game,
yeah.
he played the best game that you've seen play.
Yeah.
But they're 7-7 because this is what he does. He shows you glimpses and then pulls back, and then shows you glimpses and then pulls back.
They're not that good on defense, though.
No, it,
I mean, they're
it's,
okay.
It's not
but,
that
yeah,
great
it's not
on
just
offense.
Him. Yeah.
He has the weapons. Chris Olave, like I said, is
yeah.
really good.
Let me go
He has a great running back in Alvin Kamara. I mean, Michael Thomas, I think,
who was suspended.
Helped, yeah, but also, that was earlier in the season.
But he's back now.
Michael
yeah.
Thomas is playing. They have the ability to be good. They have the all those types of players. He doesn't push them forward. He doesn't push you over the top what you need.
Kind of like Jared Goff. Yeah.
Yes. He's not
Except
that guy.
I think this guy makes mistakes, more mistakes than Jared Goff. Or maybe they're the same.
Yes.
They could be the same guy.
So do you think that Jared Goff plays well in the red zone? Can he find his way into the end zone?
Yes. I think he can.
So Derek Carr does not.
He
throws
does not.
Interceptions in the red zone, at least with the Raiders.
Right now he is 16 touchdown passes, 7 picks. That's Carr. Last week he was 23 of 28, 218. 82%. 218. 82%. Yeah, this is against the Giants now. I'll give you. The Giants are the strong.
Their defense has actually been pretty good.
It's the strong point of their football team. Yeah. And he did 3 touchdown passes, no picks. Passer rating 134.8.
So good game.
Yeah. Best
now go
game.
Back to the other.
Best
now,
game by far.
See what it. Just go look through the rest of them. You're going to see it's just back and forth.
The week
back
before,
and forth.
88. The week before that, 105. The week before that, 77, 87. And then 108. I see what you mean.
It's up and down.
And it makes,
up and
it makes
down.
You crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so he's just a guy that you just. When he left, I was like, good. It's just time for you to move on. And then they bring in Jimmy G and we have this disaster. And, hey, you know, Connell's young. It's okay. But either way, how big is this game against the Saints on Thursday?
Super huge. Look, it's one of the things I texted you on this text chain, Stafford versus Rodgers. And I said, which guy would you rather have? If they retired right now, both guys, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, 5 years from now, who's first ballot Hall of Famer?
I think Rodgers at his peak was better than Stafford
yep,
at
they,
his peak.
They have the same number of Super Bowl wins.
Sure, I know that.
And the passing stats are almost, I wouldn't say identical, but they're close.
Rodgers had, though, I think more escapability. He can do more with his feet than Stafford could.
More wow stuff,
and also,
I guess. Or is Matthew Stafford just now getting the recognition he deserves? Because he was in that division with Rodgers. He was stuck in Detroit. So half the stuff we never saw.
Calvin Johnson for a long time.
Like, and we talked about Calvin Johnson, not the guy delivering the football. But that's the thing. I was trying to get.
I'm not trying to take away from Stafford.
Not at all.
You presented me an either or.
Yeah.
And also, Rodgers with the Packers was 13-3 every single year, whereas Stafford was usually 3-13. And a lot of it has to do with being in the same division as Rodgers. So head-to-head, Rodgers was the better of the quarterbacks in the same division.
This is the point I was going to make. We're talking about like winning fans in Los Angeles. Tough. You got the Dodgers, you got the Lakers.
It's a Raiders.
If Matthew Stafford takes this group, this team, this young football team, and makes a run and wins with them, I think you would even win over even some of the worst fans we have in Los Angeles may start to give this guy the credit he deserves.
If he gets into another Super Bowl, maybe not this year, maybe it's next year.
What if he does it with this team?
If he does it with this team this year,
it would be a miracle, right?
It would be a miracle. I think you have to make him a Hall of Famer.
What would be more exciting, or what gives you more of an oomph? Brock Purdy taking that team to a Super Bowl or Matthew Stafford taking this team to a Super Bowl?
Well, and it's you expect the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl. They've been doing it all year.
Right.
All, since the beginning, they were the best team in the league.
Hands down.
Hard stop.
Yes.
They were only not good when
best
Trent
edges,
Williams and
best tackles,
everything.
Best everything.
Best punter,
player.
Best kinder.
Yeah.
When Debo and Trent Williams went down, that was when they lost a couple games.
True.
They came back. Have been winning everything.
Right.
So they've always been that team they're
the
supposed to
Stafford.
Win.
It's not even close.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So what does this game mean on Thursday? To keep that alive, for this guy to get to where I think he should be, to get that universal love that Rodgers gets because he's Aaron Rodgers, you got to win on Thursday. You got to keep this thing going. And then you have to win after that. Then you have to get into the postseason and make something happen.
So let me ask you this with that. Next year, you can pick either one. You can put both on the Rams. You can choose Stafford or Rodgers on the Rams next year. Which
wow.
would you rather
See,
have?
I think I would take Matthew Stafford.
Over Rodgers, a healthy Rodgers.
But that's only because I'm seeing Stafford up close. Now, if I got to see Aaron Rodgers go through drills and all this type of stuff, and if I got to see what he means to his players, okay, then maybe I'll switch picks. But watching Matthew Stafford, watching him motivate, the reason guys like Puka Nacua come back into the game is because of Matthew Stafford. I'm serious. You're going to let that boo-boo take you out? This guy's barely holding it together, and he's going back and playing. That's what you want out of your quarterback spot. What?
Over in the Mason and Ireland Mafia, 805 Raider weighing in at Corporate Greg.
Oh, boy.
Saying Carr broke his back like it was a hangnail.
No, right.
No. I was saying
– I was talking through
– I was okay with it through then. You were asking me how it was.
Let me read the rest of it.
I was upset for Carr back then. Thank you, Kramrouse.
At Corporate Greg saying Carr broke his back like it was a hangnail, three laughing emojis. Damn, bro. I'm not a fan either, but jeez.
He said
I was fully with it. I was fully with Carr back then.
Right.
But even though later on,
but if he
it
broke
was enough.
His back a second time, forget
no,
it.
No, it's injury. All right. I know what you're doing. Stop it.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Oh, my God.
All right.
But,
so
yeah, a lot at stake on Thursday. Got to win. No
yes,
doubt.
A must win
yes.
tomorrow. All right. We got What's Up, Fool, coming up next. Producer Laura's got stuff. Producer Brian's got stuff. We do that next. 710 ESPN.
Hi. It's not Corporate Greg. It's Producer Laura here. I'm going to take it away. And I actually saw this very interesting story about a man who found hundreds of rare vintage baseball cards that his dad had in a little tin can. He passed away and he found them as he was cleaning. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
But,
I love baseball cards.
But I was wondering, because I feel like you guys all been in this business for a long time. So you guys have interesting things. Maybe sign things, just random things people give you. So if you were to pass away, let's knock on wood, okay?
She's trying to kill us. No. You see this, DeMarco? Yeah. I know you guys are fighting, but she's trying to kill us.
I'm telling you, right? Go ahead.
Okay, many years from now, I was trying to make, you know, whatever. If you guys were to pass and your children, you guys all have children, were to go in and clean your closet or anything, what would be something rare and cool that they would find? I'm going to start with Greg.
Oh,
okay. Specifically
just
in sports
a different
or in
direction.
General?
Just
general.
I think
yeah.
in general. So I have a couple things. So I have in my closet, which I'm not giving my address, I have a bag, and inside of it is really old $2 bills and coins from around the world.
Wow.
Wow.
And so I don't know what anything is worth it, but there's probably about 15 or 16 $2 bills, which I don't think they're worth anything, but I think there were stories once that $2 bills mm-hmm. could be worth a lot.
Yeah.
I never looked into the
$4,000.
Yeah, $4,000. Yeah. Right. So I have a bunch of those and old coins.
$2 bills are worth $4,000?
A specific year, because
yep.
there was like a misprint or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
you,
I don't know.
Where do you live?
No, I'm not telling you nothing. Right. So I have some old coins, but from all over the world. There's yeah. like a coin from Nepal, and just my grandma and grandpa, you just give me all these things. So it's all in a bag, and it's in my closet, and I don't bring it out ever. But there's a bunch of stuff in there, so maybe worth something.
That's super cool. What about you, Andy?
Is this for worth or just like
no,
something
just
that-
I mean, I'm sure because Babe Ruth was one of the cards in there.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're worth money. But I just feel like there's certain things that are super cool that, you know, that generation won't have when they're getting older that I feel.
I got two. And I got an Ali autographed glove. And
oh,
he,
oh
nice.
Wow.
Yeah, he autographed it to me. And I never take it out. Same thing. It's wrapped and... You know, if I'm gone, they'll find it. And one more. This is something I bet no one else has. I actually have a Bill Russell autograph.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, yeah. He sat down. We talked for like 45 minutes, and I asked him, and he did it.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. He was notoriously
for saying no.
Not yeah. an autograph.
But it was the right environment. It was just like us. It was very cool, and, you know, I have one. So those two, definitely.
It probably went up, too, now that he's passed away.
Yeah.
It's probably worth a little bit more.
I haven't even looked for it. I don't want to disturb it, but I know it's in there. It's in a box in a closet with the Ali gloves. So those two, yeah.
I don't have a ton of things that I think would be considered rarities. As far as things that I think are kind of cool, I guess, along those lines, or just they're unique, if not necessarily worth a ton of money, I've got a poster of the Rolling Stones album Some Girls that's autographed by all four of the main Stones on that album.
That's Whoa. Awesome.
Yeah.
Take it to a pawn shop.
I don't want to take it to a pawn shop. I enjoy it. I like it.
That's dope.
I've got David Byrne, the singer of Talking Heads.
Yeah.
He wrote a book in, I want to say, like the early to mid-90s. And my mom went to this bookseller's convention, and he happened to be promoting it that year. And so I have a signed poster of that book from David Byrne. So that in and of itself is pretty unusual. It's not just Byrne's autograph. It's that he was signing something specific. You know, I don't think a lot of people even know he has a book.
What's the name of the book? Not Burning Down the House or something like
that. Oh, no. What's it called? Yeah. I'd have to look
it up.
It's a Talking Heads book, though.
Wow. You said all four of the main Stones?
At the time, it was...
Are there non-main Stones?
Well, it was Mick, Keith, Ron Wood, and Charlie Watts. I guess I'm short-shrifting Bill Wyman, but...
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
He was the bass player.
Oh, okay. I don't think people know bass players, just
in
general.
I don't think Bill Wyman autographed it. I know the other four did. I'd have to take a look again, but I know the other four I mentioned.
Nikki Sixx just yelled at you.
No, and so did Flea. Flea was getting really mad at me. I apologize, Flea.
There's a decent chance Flea is listening.
No, there is. Okay.
That's why I'm saying I was thinking that. You know those bass players, all right? So, my bad. And Peanut for 311.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
What about you, Brian?
I'd probably say some baseball memorabilia, kind of. I got Sparky Anderson's autograph kind of thing. I got some old 1988 Dodgers World Series newspapers.
Nice.
So I feel like, you know, that's probably turn in something.
Yeah.
Sparky's claim to fame was what?
Just smoking cigarettes in the
Is that what
dugout?
It was? I just remembered, Sparky. Okay, yeah.
He was a good manager.
Great manager.
Great manager.
Billy Martin, great manager, but his claim to fame was like fighting people.
No.
Like, what was Sparky's deal?
Getting kicked out of games, and that happened all the time with Billy Martin.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Billy Ball, when I was growing up, was everything to me. Yeah,
right.
Oh my God.
He also got fired like 7 times and brought back.
Yes.
George Steinbrenner loved him.
When I was a kid, we go to A's games. Yep. If he didn't get thrown out, I got mad.
Right.
That's why I'm here. I want to see him get thrown out.
Started getting like, hey, Billy.
Right. Come on. Right. Come on.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, I saw this story over the weekend, and I couldn't comprehend how this happened. So the Division II football national championship, it is the Harding Bisons. They won their championship game only throwing the ball 2 times. In the championship game, won 37-8, excuse me. But on the season, they went 15-0, only 57 pass attempts the whole season. They finished with 6,351 rushing yards and 79 touchdowns.
Wow.
How insane is that, that they only threw the ball 57 times a whole season?
I love
it. Do they play in leather helmets?
I love it.
It sounds like my high school.
Yes, yeah. I love it.
We only ran the ball every time.
It's torture. I love it.
Ugh, it's such bad football.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun, though. I would torture a defense to death. You'd never.
I was
never
say,
throw the
if
ball.
If you're a down defensive lineman, that sounds awesome.
It's hell, man. Oh, my God. I would never throw the ball. Oh, my God. I cut everybody. Absolutely. Yes, I love that. What school was that?
The Harding Bisons.
Oh, that's
Division
my new
two.
Favorite team.
And they won.
Won the whole thing.
See?
Won the championship. Wow. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Trail of busted bodies.
You know what's going to happen? Somebody is going to draft the quarterback and like an undrafted free agent. He's come out and he's going to throw 75 touchdowns.
You mean that kid there?
Yeah, that kid.
He has no tape.
Who was the dude that who was it for? God,
Herbert. Herbert at Oregon wasn't like this until he got to the pros. And like, wow, you could do all this and you guys didn't do that up in Oregon? Well.
No, it was somebody for, was it the Bears? The quarterback for the Bears that came in for, who am I thinking?
Fields? No,
came in for Fields.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyson Bagent
Tyson Bagent. Yeah. He was like Division II, and he didn't do anything, and he just came in. He was like, his dad was an arm wrestler or something like that.
Oh my God! Wow.
You don't remember this guy, Tyson Bagent? No. Okay, let's move on then.
Interesting.
Because that was what he was, a Division II guy that had no tape and came out and like beat the Raiders. It was ridiculous.
The name of the David Byrne book was Strange Ritual.
Strange Ritual. That sounds about right for him. Yeah.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys. So the holidays are upon us. So literally, Monday is Christmas. And if you guys remember, Southwest had one of the biggest meltdowns on airline history last year. All these cancellations, delays, people losing their luggage. It looked like a nightmare in every airport. Well, the transportation, the DOT, hit them with a $140 million charge, which is 30 times higher than any other charge any other airline has ever gotten. Jeez. I don't like to travel during the holidays. Are you guys fans of traveling over the holidays? Or you're like, no, 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 I'm staying home.
Wait,
I'm staying put.
Southwest got fined $140
million.
For what? For all the delayed flights.
All the delayed flights, all the cancellations. Okay. Because it started right before Christmas and it went into the new year.
Yeah, you
deserve
that.
So a lot
that.
Of people were, you know, stuck in places they didn't want to be stuck in.
Yeah, you deserve that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not like traveling during the holidays at all. It's not fun. It is unenjoyable. I often feel guilty for my parents sometimes coming out here to visit me during the holidays, but then I remember better them than me.
Oh, wow. What a great son.
You are a wonderful son.
I am a good son. Love you both. Okay.
Wow. Love you, but you coming to me.
So I don't like traveling basic period because I don't like being at the mercy of the airlines. And that's exactly what this seems like is happening.
Yeah.
And if you're doing this during the holidays, you are allowing this to happen. You are no longer in control of your destiny in that. If it's delayed for any reason, there's bad weather, if anything happens, you're not getting to your destination. Come here. That's where we all just need to stay here. And I don't like getting on planes anymore anyway. I think that I'm going to die on a plane and I'll never see my daughter again.
What?
Come on, man.
That is my biggest fear in life.
I blame you, Laura. See, you started this with the dying thing. See?
Everything is getting, you know, thrown to me. Uh-huh.
You like to travel?
For the holidays?
Yeah.
Only if it's me. Like, if I'm trying to get home to the family, then yes. But if I have to travel with my family, no. It's a nightmare. Because you're not just worried about you.
Right.
You're worried about everything. You know what I mean? Like, if we get stuck, how am I going to feed them? Where are we going to be housed? Yeah, I don't like it. And
there's too much buildup. There's too much. There feels like there's too much at stake.
Yeah.
Where it gets ruined for everyone else if somehow your travel plans get sandbagged.
And I try to have, is it empathy or sympathy for the people working?
Empathy
for the people working at the ticket counter when the flight's canceled. But just, can you be a little nicer? You know,
seriously,
just a little bit.
They're getting
No.
I got you.
At some point, you just break.
I got you.
It can't be the first person that goes up
Thank
to you,
you.
Though. Just saying.
Well, sure, but
just
you don't
a
know
a little bit. Yeah, just
I mean,
a
I was
nicer.
The first person.
You were the very first person in the. It was the airport was shut down.
No. I mean, like, first. So I had a situation with American Airlines. I said, I'm going to put it on blast, okay? And they literally sent out a notification on our phones, your flight got delayed. And I was the first one at the counter. Like, nobody beat me because I was standing up already. There was no chairs in the little lounge area. And she was so rude. I'm like, damn, ma'am, I'm the first person. And I'm being nice.
Right.
And that takes a lot from me.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's
but Brian went away.
Easier to be nice.
Thank you.
Brian, do you travel?
I don't like to travel during the holidays too much. I'll go during the summertime, yeah.
Nice.
Can you really be in a good mood in an airport, too, during the holidays?
No.
You got to be boozed up.
You can. You can, yes.
Lubed up.
There you go.
That is the correct
answer. Boozed up.
Boozed up, lubed up, same thing.
Boozed up, same thing. Yes, you can.
Depends on
drinking is called.
I know what you meant, but I want to just tell, you know, people.
Phrasing, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You know what I meant. It is a real thing.
You're right, but, you know. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I know where I am.
Moving on.
All right. So coming up.
this is you. Dude.
This is my part. This is what I'm supposed to do. All right. Well, coming up next, I do want to talk about. You had something that happened on your Locked On Lakers podcast, and a listener on Twitter, Chrissy, brought it up to me.
Yeah.
It was about Zizek's Road. Have you ever seen Zizek's Road on the way to Vegas?
Yeah. Okay.
There's a little bit more to it than just the road.
Tell me after.
I'll tell you next.
Okay.
710 ESPN.